Hello, and welcome to Business Talk. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce this week's host of Business Talk. He's a contributing writer for Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. I'm George O'Brien, filling in for Joe Bednar, and happy to do so. We have a tremendous show for you today. We have with us Darby O'Brien. He is the founder and owner of the advertising and marketing company that bears his name. How are you, Darby?
Good. How are you doing, George?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for coming on the show today. You've done this at least once before, I think, but it's been a while since we've had you on, and we're happy to have you back.
Thanks.
Welcome again. Well, thank you. So, anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. We'll start by saying that Darby and I are not related. There are a lot of O'Briens out there. I guess we're all related in some way, but we are not related directly. A lot of people think we are. No, I'm not your cousin. I'm not your nephew. Whatever. Anyway, so Darby is the dean, I guess, of marketing and advertising professionals in Western Mass. I don't know where I come from. I guess dean means you're getting old. I don't know what that means to you, Darby. But anyway. You've had a long career in this business, and you have a lot of interesting things to say about marketing and communications. We're going to get to that in a few minutes, talk about the way messages are presented today and maybe the way that they can be presented better. But first, I want to talk about something you started back in the pandemic or during the pandemic, a blog of sorts. I think you call it Keeping Your Dukes Up. For those of you who aren't privileged enough to be sent this missive every Friday, I'm sorry for that, but it's very thought-provoking and very inspirational. You want to talk about how this started and how you kept it up for over four years.
Yeah, it was really a courtesy. I mean, everybody, I think it was around St. Patrick's Day of that year, right, where the governor said businesses had to shut down, go remote. And I was still in the office. I worked through the whole stretch there until people could come back. And so as a courtesy, I just wanted to tip clients, you know, different people we dealt with, that if you're looking to connect with us, I'm in the office. And I don't know, that was, you know, it was a fairly serious first message. And I don't know where it veered off after that. There was no plan to keep it going. You know, I must have spotted something the following week. It's been at 11 o'clock on Fridays. You know, and I was just looking for, because all of us were pretty bewildered by what the hell was going on out there, you know, trying to find these upbeat stories, and it just kept going. And then, you know, people would say, hey, you can't quit. And so 4 years later, I'm still at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the messenger is inspirational, and sometimes they're funny. You've had your grandson on a few times, the taste yeah. tester, if you will. Yeah. I think it was fruitcake one time, and Twinkies another time.
Yeah, we've had some fun with it.
All right. Hopefully you're going to keep it going.
We're really trying to keep things upbeat and kind of a downbeat time.
Let's talk about marketing and advertising a little bit. You have made your mark with being, I'll just throw a few adjectives out, bold, different. What's the phrase that people use a lot? In your face. We're not seeing much of that kind of advertising anymore. You and I have talked about this. I think your attitude is that a lot of companies and the marketers that are representing them are playing it safe. Talk about what that means to you and why you don't think that's the right attitude these days.
Doesn't work. Doesn't break through the clutter. There's far more clutter today with social media. And, you know, I think what's happening is if you look at a lot of the businesses today, look at all the banks, for the most part, you know, they're now all run by CFOs. I mean, CFOs have a hard time communicating internally, never mind externally. Everything is driven by data, focus groups, and it's all safe. It just does not break through. And I think that the interesting thing about today is that, I mean, creative rules. Creative is the competitive edge. I was talking to Jack Connors, the founder of Hill Holiday, the great Boston agency, is an old friend. And he said, and I agree with him, that creatives are undervalued today. You know, you've got marketing directors today. The best stuff always happened when you dealt with people who ran or owned the business. They had a sense of humor. They had a sense of risk. They also had a lot of confidence, you know, in their own decisions. We've got a few clients like that today. And that, you know, the best advertising is not focus grouped. I mean, it's well-informed gut instincts. I mean, that's what David Ogilvy used to always say too. So it's all changed. It's boring. I mean, this is the worst stretch I've seen. I was lucky. I came along, you know, probably in the last heydays of great advertising. So I was inspired by all those guys.
When was that? Kind of walk us through
that. Probably when I started. The business is now May 1st, 44 years old. So I started, 1980. So that was really a great stretch. You had great ad agencies. The other thing that changed, too, was that like Hill Holliday, Fallon McGillicuddy, Scally McCabe and Slows, all these great, great shops, they all sold. They all sold to these big European monsters. Hill Holliday did too. You know, I don't know how, we may be the oldest independent ad agency in New England now because we've been around so long, but everybody sold out. That changed a lot of things too. You know, Jack Conner's line to his team was, if I was going out to sell a concept, was sell it or don't come back. I mean, you know, creative drove it. You felt good about your work. You felt great about the pros you dealt with, and the whole game's changed.
For those who might need a little bit more clarification, talk about that word creative and what that means to you.
Well, you know, a lot of it that we've done over the years is bold storytelling. I mean, our work has been called bold, risky. I mean, the crazy thing is that the stuff we've always done has been pretty down to earth and hit you in the gut. You know, we do work, you know, we do work, I think, where we talk like people talk. You know, we got a good street sense, and that's just the way we've always done it. Harder to do today, but, you know, you got to fight for a good idea. You fight for a good idea, you attract good people, you keep good people, you back them. And sometimes you got to go 15 rounds to win an idea. If you win and it works, you know, I think you're on your way. I mean, as an example, some of the stuff that's really cranked up a lot of awareness locally is our campaign for Rafer for the Win, the billboards we do for Rafer Pellegrino. He's taken a lot of risk, but it's paid off. Hot Table's a new account. Their whole attitude is let's have some fun. And people take themselves way too seriously now.
Well, we talk about risk. I don't know. It seems like it's easy to offend people these days, and it's easy for people to get worked up about something. I guess if you're in a business, it's easy to play it safe. Maybe some would consider that the smart thing to do.
Smart how?
I'm just speaking for them now. If you play it safe, you don't offend anyone.
You know, also don't connect with anyone either. You know, you could take every bank in this region and you could interchange the logos. They're all playing the same game. How the hell do you break through? You got to be different. Difference the difference. And, you know, I always used to say that the riskiest thing you could do, and I think this is more appropriate today, riskiest thing you can do is to play it safe. You know, then you get tagged, well, that guy's nuts. And but we've been around a long time. We've had a lot of success. We've had clients who really did some good, bold, creative work, and it's worked. I still think whoever runs the company should stay involved in the marketing. I think that's why Apple did so well, because Steve Jobs was involved in everything.
So the owners aren't getting involved as much?
No. They're all handing it off to a marketing director, and that's where safety comes in. You know, they don't want to jeopardize their jobs. They don't want to be accused of doing anything that offends anybody. They don't want to do anything that might have a sense of humor. The chiefs, whoever the hell they are, should stay involved. They really should be the chief marketing officer.
Well, and you've worked with a lot of them over the years.
Oh, yeah, some of the best.
With your Dirt Alert brought to you.
How about some examples?
Worked with A.O. White for about 20 years. Bryant's Release at DJ St. Germain about the same length of time. Great Barrington Savings Bank, George Adams, the president, was probably the boldest thinking banker in New England. Charlie Epstein, Excel Dryer has been a great account. And Excel's, you know, nobody sees probably what we're up to there. We've done some great video case studies, Grand Central Terminal, Gillette Stadium. We've worked on some real cool breweries up in Lake Placid. We're working on a new one on Saranac Lake. And it's just really great stories. Mm. Yeah, but they're clients who let you do the job. Seabury Retirement Community is a good one down in Connecticut. They've done some interesting things. You know, and a lot of the attitude over the years with some of those decision makers is, hey, you know what the hell you're doing, do it.
Okay, you're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. This week we're speaking with Darby O'Brien. He is the owner, president of Darby O'Brien Advertising. We're talking about advertising in general, trends, playing it safe, and in Darby's opinion, why that's probably not a sound strategy. Let's talk nationally rather than locally. Is there anybody who's doing it right these days? Anybody who is able to create that impact that you're talking about? That's the word that everybody comes back to.
Impact.
Want your marketing and your advertising to have an impact. Who's making an impact out there right now?
Boy, you know, that's in the past, you used to be able to rattle off a lot of different brands. That is really much harder to do today. I mean, Nike's always done some real interesting work. I don't know. That's the sad thing about the business is that, you know, off the cuff, I just can't think of who's really doing the kind of breakthrough work that I came along, you know, watching, was inspired by. It's just all so data-driven, you know, research to death, that they've squeezed the life out of creative. Mm. I mean, you got this Jesus campaign going. Not that I'm all that religious. That's actually pretty interesting, you know, that's shown up. But you look at the Super Bowl, ask me if there was one spot that I saw that I thought was great. Even a publication that we still receive called Communication Arts, which monitors all the best work supposedly in the country, it's not there. It's just not there. We've blanded everything out.
How do we get it back? Or can we?
Well, I think you need, I mean, there's a lousy leadership, you know, running businesses, running, you know, I mean, politics is at its worst. It's leadership. It's creative courage. Come on. Mm-hmm. Let's be different. Let's do things that are different. Let's try some things. Let's do some innovative things. Let's break through here. Let's stop. You know, let's stop being so boring. But okay. That's, you know, I think, you know, I think you throw CFOs at the top in all these different businesses. What do you think you're going to get? You know, and you're right. People are afraid that you're going to offend somebody. And surprisingly, yeah, a couple of people might not like what you do, but then there are a hell of a lot of people who do respond. You know, and I've gotten a lot of respond on that Keep Your Dukes Up thing. Not that that was an intentional marketing strategy. I mean, I'm not selling the agency. I'm just telling stories, you know, trying to have some fun, trying to be upbeat, you know, take some positions at times.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we got a couple of minutes left. We could probably tread into some really dangerous ground now, but let's give it a try. You've run a lot of political campaigns over the years. I know you haven't done that kind of work for a while yet, but you had some successful mayoral campaigns in Holyoke and elsewhere. We're in the middle of a very, very interesting presidential campaign. Right? What can we expect over the next 5 months here? And I want you to kind of get into the mindset of both campaigns and how they're going to present themselves moving forward here.
Nasty, negative, and I think a lot of people are just tuning it out. I think that, you know, I mean, this has been, I don't think America wants either one of those guys. I go back 30 years with, if you remember, the Fishing Buddies campaign. Our lawyer and partner was Bobby Kennedy Jr. And, you know, as a friend, we've stayed in touch, maybe talk weekly or every other week, and not really about the issues. I don't agree with most of what he has to say, but I do respect the stuff we did on the environmental side, on the Hudson River, the Housatonic River, and the fight against GE. You know, and he's got some interesting ideas. He probably has no shot in hell, but I don't know. Who the hell's inspiring out there? Mm. You know, I think the country's nervous. Biden is an old timer, decent guy, and Trump's totally out of whack. It's wild times. Yes, I could be It's funny because I ended up in the hospital last week because I took a fall and ended up with pneumonia and the flu and stuff. And because of my name, an ER doctor was talking to my son. First question was, how much does a guy drink? And, you know, because of the Irish name. And so he said, oh, he's very moderate. And another one came in and say, hey, your name ought to be on a brand of whiskey. But I don't know where it's headed. I really don't. I think people are really nervous. I think a lot of people are scared. I don't think we've seen times like this. You know, where the hell are the leaders that we grew up with?
All right. So, anything else you want to say about what we can expect from this campaign? What if you had to run?
Total chaos. I wouldn't work with a politician anymore. The last one that we worked with, I mean, we did Eddie Boland's last congressional campaign, Marty Dunn. We did all of his campaigns. Here's the crazy thing about the Dunn campaigns. Marty never saw an ad, never changed any content in anything we did on the two mayoral campaigns that we ran. I would call him, say, hey, Marty, you want me to swing by the house and show you the ad? Say, no, run it, and I'll call you when I see it. That was TV, newspaper, whatever we did. He just said, do the job. You know what to do. You know who I am. Marty Dunn was a sure shot underdog in that first campaign against the mayor, who had never lost the mayor or precinct. He won by landslide in the primary, and he won by landslide in the final. But the guy had that courage, that creative courage, that leadership, had fun, and connected. He was 31 years old. But I wouldn't work with politicians since. They stand for nothing, come walking into a meeting. The first thing they want to do is line up all the mud that they can throw at the opponent. And the question is, where the hell are the ideas? I mean, what are you running at?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Darby. Very eye-opening, as always. It's refreshing to have someone who's free to speak his mind and isn't worried about what other people think. So,
yeah, well, it's the way to go.
We will have you back soon. So, thank you again, and I hope you feel better soon.
All right, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to all of you. This has been another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. I'm George O'Brien, filling in for Joe Bednar. We'll see you next time.